Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. A little bit later this hour, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to go see Disturbed at Capital One Arena. We'll do that coming up at 9:45. But wanted to kind of assess where the Commanders are. So 6 games in, they're 4-2. They're atop the NFC East. You've got the Eagles a half game back at 3-2.
Before we get to that, I got to get Drab's answer.
Okay.
I got to get Drab's answer if he's sold or not. All right. And I know he's going to say no. He's playing well. What do you want me to tell you? But go ahead. I'll give you an opportunity.
What are you looking for, I should say?
I want
what are you looking for that Jason and other people haven't given?
Jason knows we got the guy. Do you think we got the guy?
Yeah, he's good. He's really good.
He's really good. And don't you think,
I don't know if he's going to be
injury?
Well, I don't know, but I wouldn't go as far as he's going to be one of the best of his generation.
One of the all-time greats.
I'm not expecting everyone to go there.
But he's the guy.
Barring injury, he's our guy for the next 10 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think for the bit, Drabby should say, I'm not sold. Even 5 years down the road, not sold.
No, I don't want him to do a bit. I just want you to acknowledge we got the guy.
Don't do bits. First off, he's playing really well. He's playing well.
Obviously. That's
and
a given.
Also, I'm glad you got your guy. You're sold. I'm glad that you're happy. Danny Ruye celebrating today. We got the thing. I'm happy you got the thing that you desperately wanted on Sunday. Not a victory. Just like Fox 5 running graphics this morning that say, Commander fans still celebrating. All right. Swear to God, that was a headline today on their TV show. Everyone's thrilled in this city today because they got their guy. He's playing well. I don't know if he's a superstar.
Do you think he's their guy for the next 10 years?
Well, but
barring injury.
Yeah, but Daniel Jones has been the Giants guy for
4 years.
No, he's on like year 6.
All right.
He's already better than Daniel Jones.
I'm
just saying what he's saying. Having a decade-long quarterback doesn't mean he's a superstar. I think he's playing better than I thought he would be. I think he's playing better than almost everybody thought he would be. I don't know if he's a superstar quarterback. I mean, he throws a screen pass really well.
That's a shot right
well,
there.
Well, I mean, come
that's,
on.
Are you that's guys, not what he's doing. Yeah. That's not what he's doing. That's not what he's doing. He's not making his numbers throwing. I mean,
what do you mean? He threw about 60 yards in screen passes to Eckler yesterday.
Yeah, but those aren't the throws that people are hanging their hat on.
The second touchdown pass to Terry was unbelievable. That was great. In the corner of the end zone, hardly any separation. Put it right in
there
on fourth
down. He had several throws where there were small windows.
I'm highlighting that throw.
He's also averaging 8.5 yards per attempt. Those aren't all just screen passes.
I didn't say they're all screen passes.
But that stat.
Yeah, that's a goofy stat.
That stat's not like an air yard stat. Now, I think he's fine with air yards too, but like sometimes that includes.
I think Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive coordinator of the year so far.
He's doing
a great
job.
You're more impressed with Kingsbury than you are with Jaden.
Well, I'm not saying that Jaden's bad. I'm just not
You're just more impressed with... I just want to get you on the record. You're more impressed with Cliff than you are with Jaden.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
I'll say this is reasonable to not anoint him a Hall of Famer. It is reasonable, because, and I brought this up last week.
I'm not asking him to anoint him as a Hall of Famer.
Let me finish. Is that a couple seasons ago, everybody was talking about Jalen Hurts being one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And everybody was talking about Jalen Hurts being the best quarterback in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's peaks and valleys. Right. It's not to say he's not a good quarterback, but really you got to give it a couple years to kind of assess. He will be the starting quarterback for this team for a long time. And you'll see if he's always at the top of the class or he slides down. Like, and in the NFC, you know, I wanted to bring up the playoff picture and where you kind of stack the Commanders, but take a quarterback like Jordan Love. Jordan Love's very good. Like, there's the NFC went from not really having good quarterbacks to now having a bunch of guys who are good with Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, Jordan Love, the young guys like Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams possibly into the equation, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that, I mean, clearly he's playing better than every single person on the planet, maybe besides Jaden, thought he would.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a possibility to top out. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean he's going to get better and better and better. I'm not saying he can't. I'm just saying there's a chance he tops out at some point.
I'm going to say, defenses
catch up with it. And then, but again, they're going to improve the roster. And
I'm going to bet he's not going to top out.
I don't think he's come close to topping out.
I don't think he's scratched the surface.
I'm not saying he will. I'm saying that is a possibility. That's why I'm not willing to go as far as to say he's going to be a superstar. He's going to Hall of Fame.
I don't expect you to say he's a superstar going to Hall of Fame. Only a guy like me has that
foresight.
You can
say that, but
you're not the only one.
But they found their guy.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that they found their guy.
No doubt.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hit on their guy.
The guy that we can win with.
Yes.
Not just a guy like a Daniel Jones placeholder. They found their guy that they build around, and the stars align, and things work out right. They can win
it
all
with
him.
Permanent
they can win it all with him. Just like the Ravens can win it all with Lamar. I don't care if he's done it or not. Just like you know, the Chiefs have proven they can do it with Mahomes. Doesn't matter. We can win it all with this guy.
Right, and it's not winning with a game manager.
Right.
They won
games when Alex Smith was the quarterback. It was heinous to watch.
Right.
It was bad.
They have a guy who's a legit...
He's a
top quarterback in the league right now.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think he's a top quarterback in the league. I'll just say that. I'm not. JP's already scrapped this Graydon Jaden segment. We're not doing that anymore.
No, I'm not saying we're going to scrap it. It's a good brand name.
Well, you've said 100 times, why are we doing the segment?
It doesn't matter. We'll still do it.
I'm not ready. Like, I need to see more. I mean, you guys were going nuts last October for Sam Howell when he threw 3 touchdowns and 300 yards against the Seahawks and said, we got our guy. It's over.
True.
So
that's
things
true.
You have to let play things
that's
play out. You
true.
Have to let defenses...
One guy was no. Hold on. One guy was going nuts for Sam Howell.
No. The listeners were too.
Even John Allen said we got
the pedigree is different.
Oh, definitely the listeners.
Even John said it.
The difference between the Howell and Jaden Daniels talk is the pedigree is different.
The toolbox is bigger.
Yeah, exactly. The God-given abilities are different.
Yeah.
Now, if he loses his legs, I do think he can still succeed as a passer, but what we saw yesterday is the offense isn't quite as special when you take away his legs.
I agree. But what I saw yesterday was really highlighting arm talent.
Right. He threw dimes.
Arm talent is amazing.
And most teams,
and most teams
are not going to take away his legs to the extent the Ravens did yesterday.
Correct.
Right. Most teams
Carolina
won't limit him to like 30 yards rushing.
He's probably going to rush for 75 yards against Carolina.
I will say Tony Romo was embarrassing. yesterday.
Why? Because
the glazing, the way he was acting. I mean, he was saying that he was. Play that clip of Jaden throwing that touchdown.
He's just
pass.
Fawning.
Play Vic Bam. He's going to end up throwing behind here, but look at his eyes, Jim. That's the difference. He looks over there and holds the defense. That's a Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen-esque type of play. Play Vic.
That's just not what happened. He was going through his progressions. He wasn't baiting the defense with his eyes. He went to Terry, who was his second read on the play. It was a good.
So you,
doesn't Romo
you think,
get killed for glazing
you think
every week,
you're
though?
Interpreting that play better than Romo?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to say I can do
MVP
that.
MVP yesterday.
Huh?
You, he called him a future MVP yesterday.
He did.
I don't think that's a stretch.
Do you just think that he can be an MVP?
Did you see what Chase Daniel said? Did you see his tweet from yesterday?
Yeah, where's Justin Herbert's MVP?
Well, why? He's never winning MVP.
Oh, well, everyone told me he was going to win MVP.
He could.
I never told you he'd win MVP. Did you see Chase Daniels' tweet about Jaden yesterday?
What?
Jaden Daniels purposely dirted a football at the feet of Austin Eckler at the end of the half because he knew it would keep the clock running, and it wasn't worth the one-yard gain. They needed to keep the timeout. This is next-level quarterback play we are seeing. His processing is off the charts.
Right. I mean, I think it was a veteran play from a rookie. That's what's it. Like, I don't think it was that incredible.
Chase,
it was
that's
pretty
what,
obvious
that's,
to
that's,
me.
That's what,
but it's a veteran play that a rookie's making.
Yeah, and a lot of the analysts have said he's playing more like a veteran. He's making the veteran-like decisions more than the – because they keep – how many times did Tony Romo say yesterday, this kid's a rookie, in his annoying voice. This kid's a rookie.
I muted Chase Daniel yesterday when he tweeted, a flea flicker screen, Jaden Daniels is something else. I said, you've clearly lost the plot here, pal.
All right, so you think that was he's a great not – you don't think he's a – he's – what do you put him at, top 15?
Oh, easy, yeah, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather have him or Geno Smith?
Well, I'd rather have my guy, but I'm happy you
no,
have your
biased.
Guy.
He's biased. Very biased.
I don't have a problem with that.
I'm
the
one
like
person
Gino.
On the planet that likes Geno. I don't care. That's my
guy. You can like Geno. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
It's not about Geno.
All right, where do you have the Commanders in the NFC picture?
Well, I mean, they clearly can win the division, but it's going to come down to those head-to-heads with the Eagles, in my opinion. I mean, I'm not saying that they're going to sweep the Cowboys, but the Cowboys have big issues. It's going to come down to those head-to-heads with the Eagles.
So this
can
is
they
not,
win the division? Sure.
This is not just based on record, because the Vikings are 5-0. I think the top team in the NFC is the Detroit Lions. They just look. They were really good last year. They look like they're rolling offensively. Their loss of Aiden Hutchinson could be a big deal. I'm not sure, but I think the Lions are better than the Commanders.
Massive game next week. The Vikings host the Lions.
Yes.
Big it's a biggie.
The Vikings are 5-0. I'm not completely sold, although their defense is legit. So I'll say that those two teams are better. And then San Francisco, even though they're 3-3, I would put them above. After that, I think the Commanders are amongst a bunch of teams who can compete.
I think they're top five-ish in the NFC right now.
Yeah, I mean,
as it
Tampa,
stands.
Green Bay, the Eagles. I think the Commanders are in a group with those type of teams that can compete for a playoff spot for sure.
Yeah.
And yesterday kind of solidified it for me. Yes, the defense has flaws. But Jaden's special. They generally have a very good running game against really prolific offenses who have good quarterbacks and good receivers. They're going to get torched. We've seen that almost week in and week out.
You used the word that I need Drab to say. Special. That's all I need to say. You don't have to say whole.
He's not going
to
say it because
I don't understand.
I know, but why are you so concerned with how Drab thinks?
Because
why is he living rent free in your head?
Yeah.
Are you going to say every week?
I'm just trying to kill time here, guys. Just trying to have fun.
Oh, okay. No, I believe I'm psyched. 9 a.m. every Monday.
Here's a question.
9 a.m. What Drab think? This is going to sponsor by Don't Sleep.
I feel like Valdez has already glazed him.
He's been playing very well. But Drab has a very good point here about six games into the season. He doesn't want to call him an MVP yet.
That's fair.
Honestly, I really do feel like Commanders fans are infatuated with where Jaden Daniels ranks on the list of quarterbacks. I'm starting to get that feeling right now. Like it makes them feel good to go be
a great one.
To go be on Emmanuel Acho's top five list. Like that makes you feel really good.
Yeah. All right, Drab.
What?
Will you say that because I personally believe this with all my heart. He's special.
He wants you to say the word.
No.
But just because
Sam Howell, I thought was the guy, I never thought he was special. This guy's special. Special.
Well, I hope Sam Howell wasn't special. He was a fifth round pick compared to the number two overall pick.
Yeah, but how many times did he say no one's talking about what round Sam Howell
was? Well, you'd have to go back and get the audio. Maybe he did say he's special. Yeah,
yeah. I'm a quarterback snob.
He might have said
have been.
He said he was a fifth round pick, but it was really like the third round.
We know.
He should have been Howell. He should have
loved Heinicke until he didn't love Heinicke.
I like that.
I knew Heinicke was limited.
But you talked about how he went through five progressions. You loved Heinicke for a while.
I didn't talk about that. This college
coach
said that.
I know, you noted it.
So I like that attribute that he said.
But
his,
you do.
His arm was a joke.
I know,
joke.
He was a gamer.
His decision-making was a
joke. Let's finally but that's not admit what you first that, said. Be, that where you're picked matters, especially when it comes to quarterbacks. Can you admit that now?
I think on the whole it does, but it's not the ultimate.
Yeah. Brock Purdy's pretty good.
It's pretty important. Huh?
Brock Purdy's pretty good.
He's also an outlier.
Yes, I agree that it's an outlier.
I believe an outlier.
He was the last guy.
Do you think that outliers are not a thing?
I think they're what their definition is. They're very rare.
Yeah. Okay.
Outliers are very rare.
They're very rare, but they happen every few years.
Okay, from time to time.
Yeah.
I'll bet on the guys picked in the top five against the last guy picked.
Listen.
Every time.
Listen, I'm the only guy in here that said I think all the first round picks are gonna hit. And I watched Bo Nix yesterday. He wasn't great, but he competes his ass off.
He was horrible.
I don't think he was horrible. Did you watch the game? He had two touchdowns. He runs.
I mean, when the game was already decided, the Chargers run like 20-0.
He's got no help.
I mean, that team stinks.
Is atrocious, and he keeps them competitive. Anyway, I think of all those guys. I mean, maybe Caleb is special. I think Caleb's a freelancer. I'd rather have our guy, but. I just want you to say special.
Caleb has proven he's pretty damn good the last few weeks.
He's been good the last few weeks. I give him that. But I think he's going to be roller coaster, too much freelancing, whatever.
Hopefully he's not very good in a few weeks here.
Yeah, I mean, he could beat us.
That's going to be.
That one will bother me.
Sure.
I think his freelancing is overstated. I heard, just reading articles, that his coach was saying he's playing more point guard.
Okay.
Here's Cole Kmet wide open in the middle after a couple of fakes. Boop.
All right.
Here's Keenan Allen over the top, back of the end zone. Boop.
I give him credit. I'm surprised that they're 4-2.
Here's what's special. The amount of Pepsi Rookie of the Week awards he's going to collect. And that makes you happy. And I haven't kept
track of any of that.
And you guys got
Has
your guy.
Has he won one?
You got
the
all
no
of them except for
you,
one.
You bring all these things up. I don't even know.
All of them except week one?
No, I don't know if it was week one. He's won it four out of 5 weeks. I think maybe Malik Nabers. Maybe Malik Nabers won one Pepsi
what?
Rookie
now
of the Week.
I just want a Diet Pepsi.
What's important to me is we got a superstar. We got a superstar at the most important position. And as someone said to me,
oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm going to cruise out the rest of my career with this legend in town.
I mean, again, yeah.
Better hope you didn't get hurt.
So yeah.
Better hope it's not an RG3 leg situation.
My last 10 years, if I last that long, are going to be on the coattails
watching a legend
of this legend
right.
versus the 97 other bums that we've had.
Begging Drab to call him special.
I know for a fact he's never going to call him legend. That guy right there.
Probably not.
Maybe in Bickle's last year. decide.
All right. Let's take some calls when we come back. Some people want to chime in. Tim from Suitland, he didn't even like Cliff's play calling. Listen, I wasn't Cliff's biggest fan in the first week and a half, but I think the guy's been awesome. Awesome.
I don't think the play calling was truly the issue yesterday. I think the issue was they couldn't stop Baltimore.
Of course. Play calling was decent.
But what did the game tell you about where you kind of feel they are in the NFC picture at this point? 800-636-1067. We'll tackle that next on a Misery Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.